Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. Can I first start out here with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
I don't have a reservation code. I just got a number. I'm going to hit the wrong number to push.
Okay. What are you calling from? Did you get something in the mail?
Someone gave me this number. Said y'all do like business loans and stuff.
Yeah, of course, of course. You know, who gave you the number? Was it an equipment vendor, something like that?
No, just somebody in the street. I can't remember who gave it to me. They did it to me 2 weeks ago. Anyway, the question is, are y'all a direct lender or a broker?
We do mostly all direct lending. However, in certain cases, you know, we have been around for 15 years. If we're having trouble approving somebody for what they need, we'd rather, you know, extend the offer out and kind of split the risk with people, and that way, you know, we can get you what you need there.
Okay. I have a client/friend is looking for roughly around about $75,000. He has a Snap Fitness Center.
Client/friend?
Yes.
What business are you in? Can I grab your name real quick, sir, and a good number
Frank
to call
Johnson.
You in? Frank Johnson.
And number's 225-892-2667.
All right, and so you have a friend, he's got a Snap Fitness Center in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for about $75,000.
Yeah, he's buying more equipment and extending his location.
Okay. Well, if it's equipment financing he's looking for...
He's not looking to do equipment financing. He's looking to do, basically, do y'all offer... What type of loans do y'all offer besides equipment financing?
We offer working capital loans. Working capital loans.
He's looking for a working capital loan. Somewhere mm-hmm. that he pays back daily, weekly, something like that.
Yes, of course. That's exactly what we offer. And we have unsecured and secured options for that. What do you think, you know, he would be more...
the guy's got an 800 credit score. I mean, he can go unsecured. Unsecured probably be easier. He wants to basically pay on it for like a year and be done with it.
And he's just going to be buying equipment for the most part, or...
Equipment and adding on to the building.
Adding on to the building, like renovations?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's the name of your friend here who owns the Snap Fitness?
It's going to be Elite Performance LLC. That's his company.
Oh, okay. Is he busy right now, wrapped up?
I'll be handling the whole transaction until you need to speak to him, until we have some type of approval or something like that.
I see.
Statements and everything.
Are you like a CFO for the business?
No,
or?
Just helping him out.
I gotcha. Yeah, no worries. Of course, we can definitely get him $75,000. So he's aware that these are primarily based off of revenue, correct?
He's looking for something revenue, something that he can write the interest off. Because if I send you his tax return, you see the taxes he's been paying. You're gonna say, "Oh my God, is he retarded?"
So what do you know? Do you know what his total revenue was from last year, like gross annual sales?
I'm going to say between $600,000 and $700,000, somewhere in there. I don't have the return in front of me, but I have it.
Oh, perfect. That's right in the ballpark we're looking for then. Excuse me. So, yeah, he's pretty familiar. Is your friend here, the Elite Performance, I guess, are they 100% owner?
His name is Josh.
Josh. Yeah, is Josh. Okay, so he's 100% owner of Elite Performance. And Elite Performance on Snap Fitness. Perfect.
Well, that's a franchise, like.
Oh, okay, so Elite Performance has just bought a Snap Fitness. They just bought a
Elite
franchise.
Elite Performance DBA, like, right. Mm-hmm. Snap Fitness is a franchise, like. But he owns all his equipment and everything. He just uses that name, Snap Fitness.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we can definitely get this done. Have you been looking into financing elsewhere here, Frank?
He started with some flyers in the mail, and these guys ran him around like crazy. And, I mean, I looked at the guy's credit. It's perfect. He pays everything on time. He's got good balances. No, and it's the house. None of that. I mean, it's just stupid. You know, it's in the hands of the wrong people.
Sounds clean to me.
Yeah, it's a clean, normal file. I mean, he was going to go to his bank, but I think it's going to take him, 30 days.
They drag their feet. Yeah, is he looking for something?
Yeah, I mean, he's got
quickly.
A deal on some equipment that he's buying from a guy that actually bought all new equipment and going through a divorce and they sell and everything. So that's why he needs the funds to do it. And he's got roughly, I want to say, 1,400 members, where he's going to bring probably 1,800 over time.
Okay. Why has he not gone to, towards the equipment financing side of things? Did you rather
he
just?
He told me he would rather pay cash and don't have to fool with it.
I got you. No, it's definitely something that we're not opposed to doing here, as long as the customer knows, the difference. Because some people would, I've had it before where they want some cash as well as some equipment, and they would rather get it all in one big thing, but that's really not...
I don't have no notes. I want one note, basically, and he liked a 12-month deal. He said it can come out to business if it's $6,000-$7,000 a month, be done with it, everybody's happy, and I'm over it, and I'll write it off at the end of the year, and this year, next year.
Sounds good. And, budgeting for around $6,000-$7,000 a month.
I give it to. I was looking at some of the payments on this stuff. I mean, I could be wrong, but I mean, he can afford it. I mean, he's got $40,000 to $70,000 a month going through the account. So,
$40,000 to $70,000 a month.
$40,000 to $70,000.
Okay, that's perfect.
It just depends who pays on time. You know the game.
Oh, I know. Trust me. The net 30s turn into the net 60s.
Don't have no employees, because what's going on with the employees is it's a 24-hour fitness, so he's pretty much don't have, they basically swipe a card and come in there, and if there's an emergency, there's things on the wall you pull, and it basically calls the police and they come over there.
Okay, I see that. And it's 24 hours?
Yes.
How do you get involved in the industry here? Do you know if, or is it just...
Him? He's a health nut.
I gotcha. Yeah, I know this type.
Yeah.
And this industry is perfect. You can match your hobby and your business savvy together and really, enjoy working.
Right, he does
and
them classes. I'm not going to say yoga classes, but he does all them training classes. He goes to different gyms. So he's into this shit pretty hard.
He's looking to do this thing pretty
hard. When I seen the numbers for not doing nothing, I tell you what.
It's pretty good.
Twice.
Yeah. I'm sure, man. I'm sure. He's looking to do this, pretty, on ASAP. Maybe get...
Yeah, we're looking to try to maybe get something done this week, if not first quarter next week. But we'd like to get it done this week if possible.
Oh, we can definitely do that. We move pretty fast. As soon as I get the paperwork on my end, which is, very simple. It's like application, tax returns, bank statements, and merchant card processor, if you guys take those. Do you know if he takes credit cards? I mean, I feel like he would.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, so basically those last four things, the merchant, bank statements, tax returns, application. We can get you some hard numbers in about 24 hours, funds in another 48. So it's, we can get this done by this week, next week the latest. If,
what I'm trying to avoid is, so y'all are direct lender. This is something y'all going to keep in-house.
In-house underwriting. We're not going to send any of that out.
So
sometimes
y'all not send this out like to Can Capital and all them guys or nothing like that.
It depends. Sometimes, we have done that in the past. I'm not going to say we never do that because, we have been in business for a while and have made some good connections. So every once in a while, if, it's just not working or it's a little bit too risky on our end, we'll just ask to go half and half.
I mean, God's got 800 credit score. I really doubt it's going to be risky.
Yeah, yeah. Or just more for the capital amount. Sometimes, we can only approve, say, $60,000. You really need... 100, we're willing to reach out.
No, what I'm trying to avoid is, I don't want to say this the wrong way, I'm trying to avoid from them shopping him and pulling his credit. And, when you see these guys and they say, oh, no, they don't do it, but they do do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do a soft pull, which is really nice because it's only on Experian. So that's pretty helpful there. If that's if something that Josh is worried about, it is only a soft pull.
Yeah, it's like to protect you. You know all that. I'm not trying to. That's why I'd rather just you come to me and say, Frank, I can only get him 50. I can get him 80. I can get him 10 with our company that we can do now. And then I go back to him and say, hey, I got this on the table.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
That's what I'm trying to do, stay with one company and I'll be shopped all over.
Of course, of course. You know, I'll put that in the notes just to say, like, hey, like, you know, this customer really wants to do everything in-house. We'll see what we can get them. We'll go from there.
Right, because it's a lot of good, I think, to do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, totally, totally fine. What's a good email address I can send some of this information out to you, and you know, we can get started on this thing?
It's FJ Enterprise, LLC.
SJ?
No, Frank Johnson. My name
Frank,
Johnson.
Okay.
FJ Enterprise.
Enterprises or Enterprise?
Just, Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
LLC. @gmail.com.
Perfect. Now, I will send you some info. Like I said, it's like a short list of things, just some application, bank statements, tax return, merchant statement, and, you know, we can get some answers for you in about 24 hours.
Okay. Send me a list of what you need, and I'll get them off you. I don't have his merchant process statements, but I have a year's bank statement.
Perfect, perfect. All right, Frank, it was good talking to you. We'll touch base maybe tomorrow. You want to do that?
Send it over. I can get a team now. Where are you located?
I'm at a San Diego branch. We're primarily West Coast bank based.
Okay. Yeah, I can get it to you now. I have everything. I just got to send it to him, get him to sign, and see where he's at.
Sounds good. I'll give you a call around the same time tomorrow. Follow up. Make sure if I have any questions, you can do that.
No problem. Call me anytime. You send an email now?
Yeah, I'm going to send the email in like 5 minutes.
Okay. No problem. I'll take a look for it.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care, man.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.